This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden made news again, but this time it's because he fell. And he didn't just do a little bit of fall. He fell. I mean, this dude did practically a face plant. It was, oh my God, did you guys see it? Yeah, you had to have seen it. Anyway, Fox News called it a surprising tumble. Not to me. There's nothing surprising about Joe Biden falling. In fact, I'm more surprised when Joe Biden can walk 20 feet without falling. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Have you watched him walk? Seriously. They do everything they can to limit the amount of time that he has to walk. They get him ready. Then they're like, go, Joe. And there's always somebody there ready to catch him if he falls. It's almost like when you watch him walk, it's almost like he has to remind himself to put one foot in front of the other. And he still, you know, he has that old man walk. And look, there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is. When we get old, we're going to walk like that. And I'm not making fun of it. Everybody that's old in my family eventually walked that way. But I'll tell you this. When my grandparents were Joe Biden's age, they looked a lot better than he did. And I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't want either one of them as president. I love them to death. But they weren't all there. My grandmother was forgetful. In this case, Biden, folks, he didn't. It wasn't the normal stumble like he's walking up Air Force One and bloompity 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 bloomp. Nope, he full blown Louis to the ground during a commencement ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy, and I watched that video over and over and over because I want to see the nuance of it. And the funny part, the funniest, in fact, was watching Joe Biden try to get up. He couldn't get up on his own. He tried to get up, and then he fell right back down. And then those Air Force guys were there, and they slowly helped him get up, and he tried to play it off like, oh, look at that. This is a guy that always threatens to do push-ups. You think you're tough? I'll do more push-ups than you. You think you're tough? I'll arm wrestle you right now. You think you're tough? He can't even walk. And you know what? Right after that, the buzz started hitting. What's going on with Biden? Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, that doesn't look good on the campaign trail. I'll tell you what. Gavin Newsom had to be going, oh, yes, that's my opportunity to seize the day. I was reminded of the Life Alert commercial. I've fallen and I can't get up. I'll never forget. When I was a kid, we lived on Hay Street. And my great-grandmother came to stay with us. This is one of the unusual times she got out of the house. And she fell in the living room. And she called me over to help her get up. And that lady was dense. She was skinny, but she was dense. And, of course, I was a kid. I was like 4 or 5 years old, maybe. And I was trying to get her up. And she was trying to raise herself up because she had a cane. She was trying to raise herself up, and I was trying to raise up. And we did this for like 2 minutes. And finally, I was like, Big Mama, I can't get you up. And she was like, that's okay, baby. Just go call Willie. And I was on the phone then. But she didn't have a Life Alert. But yeah, Joe Biden, I'm thinking they're going to have to get a presidential Life Alert. I'm sure there's always Secret Service around him when he falls. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This ain't the first time Joe Biden's fallen. Don't believe that for a second. But they had to get people to help the old octogenarian to his feet. And then they said he was tripped up by a sandbag. Sandbag. That was the most ridiculous. Okay, I couldn't see it. If you look at the video, I looked at it a bunch of times. You couldn't see a sandbag because there's something obscuring it. It's in front of it. But if there's a sandbag there, I tell you what, I will buy every Chinese citizen a steak dinner. That's how confident I am that there was no sandbag. What would the sandbag be there for? Oh, Kevin, it was holding a microphone stand. No, what? Joe Biden is so feeble, he can't lift his feet 2 inches, 3 inches off the ground to step away from something. And here's the thing, if it were a sandbag, why didn't he catch himself? Why didn't he trip and then go, whoa, and make it look cool, like it was meant to be? He hit the invisible man, who, by the way, voted in the last two elections and will vote in the next ones. Because there was nothing there. Nothing. I couldn't see for sure, but I'm telling you, I looked at it from angles. He just tripped over his feet, and he fell. He couldn't even catch himself. And as I said, he couldn't get up. If they didn't have people there to get him up, he'd still be down there going, help me, help me, help me. I guess that sandbag was just a little too high for old Joe to step over. Oh, no, I take it back. It was an inanimate sandbag. It was a AK, what AK-43? What grit was it? Because, you know, sandbags, boy, they would jump up and bite you. Just like the sandbags are worse than guns. Sandbags wait for old people to walk by and just jump up and trip them. A sandbag. A rascally old sandbag. Or it might have been, well, nothing. No, what did the White House say? Well, he tripped over a sandbag, but listen, he's not injured. Here's the good news. Okay, so what, he fell? So what, he falls all the time? So what, he falls going up ladders? Which is good, because if he fell going down, well, let's just say America might have to mourn old Crazy Joe. But they said he wasn't injured. Because he's a tough guy, and you're just a dog-faced pony soldier for even bringing it up, Kevin Jackson. Well, I guess he didn't hurt anything unless you count his ego, but apparently his ego is intact. But if his ego is intact, I say they got a lot more to worry about, because it means one of two things. He didn't realize that it happened, or he couldn't remember it. They're like, well, Mr. President, you took a fall. What? What were you talking about? I didn't take a fall. Who are you? You better shut up there, dog-faced pony soldier. I did not take a fall. He wouldn't remember. He's fine. He's fine. This is what they, listen to this quote. He's fine. There was a sandbag on stage while he was shaking hands. That's what White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt said. So what is it? There was a sandbag on stage while he was shaking hands. What are you trying to say? If there's a sandbag on stage while he's shaking hands, he falls? This is so stupid. What a story, though. He's got people concerned, and they better be concerned, because Joe is not all there. He's losing it in all areas of his life. We'll be back. Glad you guys are here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions. And I thought you might clap for that.
That was Jill Biden begging for applause because she used the line, "Oh, we're not red states, we're not blue states, we're just American states." Oh, you guys didn't clap for that? That's where I was waiting. That's where they wrote in that you would be, "Oh my gosh." You know why they don't do that? Why nobody clapped? Because they don't believe it. That was it. By the way, if you want to know that that's been used before, then the same thing happened. Here's what did it happen with Pelosi.
Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future for all, for our children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
Again, you know why people didn't applaud? Because they know it's a lie. How are you going to praise Biden on making the world safer? Joe Biden brought down the price of food, the price of gasoline. He's brought back sanity to politics. He's brought back integrity. That's an applause line. Boo! Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Man, delusional. These people are delusional. And there's so many gaping holes right now in the Democrats. And the thing that shocks me most is the Republicans don't make progress. I met with a guy who ran for Senate yesterday here in Arizona. And we had a discussion about, he goes like, Kevin, I've met with five groups and they all want to pick their candidates, blah, blah, blah. And I go, nah, that's not what our group wants to do, ARC, Americans for Real Change, ARC in Action. I said, we want to make each state where we set up the epicenter for political and pop cultural change for that state. And when we put them all together, we will be the political and pop cultural change for the nation. Now, how are we going to do that? You're going to follow the Republicans? Follow the Republicans. Explain to me. Tell me anywhere where the people go, man, we love what the Republicans did. There's only a few states, maybe Florida and Texas and a few others, very small numbers. And even with that, they're in danger. These people don't even realize that the bigger picture, the thing that will let Hunter Biden be investigated for 5 years and never hasn't really seen inside of a courtroom on anything he's done on the most egregious acts. And you know what it took to get him into a courtroom? His baby mama. When I tell you that the power of the government, the Republican Party, knowing that Hunter Biden is a crook, and you know who did it? A regular citizen. That's why I tell you, you're important. Go anywhere in the country and say, do you believe the Republican Party is going to be successful in whatever? Take your pick. Election integrity. A lot of Republicans, let's just move on. Global climate change. Are they really looking into this and saying, and fighting back at it, protecting babies? How can you not win on the argument of, look, there's a lot of things that I don't need to get into the fight for, like white people as an example. You can fight for yourselves, but babies can't fight for themselves. Who's going to be their advocates? How dare you be mad at me because I want to fight for what I believe is its own separate life. So what you're carrying it is in your vessel. That's what should make you the most discerning about who you choose to have sexual relationships with. It's because you carry humanity in your stomach. I got approached the other day by a group that said, Kevin, will you help us with marketing and messaging? Because we want a woman, if she's making the decision about having a baby, we want to reach her within 24 minutes of that decision. Will you help us with marketing? I said, yes, I will. I got to fund it, but I will. I will come up with things that make these young minority women wake up and say, let me stop for a second and ask myself, do I want to do something so dangerous, so deadly to not only the baby, but to herself? I'm letting you know what's going on inside of our organization. These people called me, one of the biggest pro-life organizations in the country. 650 pregnancy centers. They call them, they don't call them pregnancy resource. They call them something else. It starts with a D. I can't remember, because they don't just give out birth control. They have you make decision resource centers is what they call them. And they called me. Why? Because I'm relevant. Because they know my work. I'm not bragging about this. I'm telling you because it's the truth. And I'm very proud of this. So anyway, these people have to beg for applause. Please applaud us when we tell you lies. Please. We don't have to beg for applause. I don't beg for applause lines. I don't beg for lifeline. Laugh line. Whatever. Laugh tracks. If you like what I say, applaud. If you don't, do it. I've given speeches and I'll be going through the quote applause line, and then somebody will start to clap and I'll say, hey, thank you for clapping. Yeah, feel free. But I don't go, that was the clapping moment. No. I want to find out what moves you. I don't want to tell you what moves you. Gaping holes in the Democrats' policy, folks, because that nothing makes sense. Let people in illegally to the border. You get a border flood. What do they tell you? Oh, there's no problem at the border. No, there's nobody coming in. No, we've actually lowered the numbers. This is what they say. You can have, they got, it isn't like there's not video evidence, satellite evidence. You can watch these people coming up by the tens of thousands from South and Central America, and the left will tell you that fat meat ain't greasy and cobras make good house pets. And they will do it with the look on a face of total sincerity. You can applaud now. Do you want to depend on the Republicans, the feckless, weak Republicans, to do your bidding? McCarthy and the Congress can't even get a document from the FBI. The document that shows that the Bidens are indeed what we are, what we know them to be, cheaters who use the government, who use the government for power, but use the people to feather their own nest, to enrich themselves. It's unbelievable. I was listening to, watching this thing. It's called Narcos. We're in the Narcos, Mexico now. And the government of Mexico raided the farmers who were growing pot because they said they have too much money. And the more I hear about these narcos and how they went after them, I watched another show where they went after this guy. They called him La Barba. And the more I watched it, I went, you know what? The Biden family, the Clinton family, the Obamas, etc., they are worse than these narcos because they get away with crimes and that ruin people's lives. And nobody does a thing. They're worse than the worst of these narcos. La Barba was nothing compared to what the Biden family's been able to accomplish with the help of a crooked DOJ.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden set to speak tonight about the debt ceiling bill that's passed Congress and awaits his signature. And he'll talk about just how dangerously close the U.S. came to default. One asset manager says the U.S. risks a downgrade in its bond rating every time Congress flirts with default. The Justice Department has closed its investigation of the handful of classified documents found at Mike Pence's house and says it will not file any charges. Pence will be among six Republican hopefuls attending the Roast and Ride dinner in Des Moines. It's one of the signature events for candidates campaigning in Iowa. With three people still unaccounted for, searchers are back looking through the rubble of that partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Tropical storm Arlene has just formed in the Gulf of Mexico, but forecasters say it won't last long and is no direct threat to the USA. Richard Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's good to have more diversity.
It's a systematic bias that needs to be addressed.
But there's one kind of diversity they never talk about. Diversity of thought.
When it comes to political slant, they certainly won't put any of these rules in there.
I mean, we're not going to see new rules that say have to be a certain number of Republicans and libertarians working on your project.
No.
When I was a young reporter, I confronted businesses.
We are not ripping people off.
By criticizing capitalists, I won 19 Emmys. But I won no awards once I started criticizing government.
I'm going to fire whoever scheduled this interview.
It is now my distinct pleasure.
Awards celebrate people who want big, intrusive government.
To present the 2020 International Emmy Founders Award to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
That award was supposed to be for TV production, but the Emmys made an exception for Governor Cuomo.
Thank you to all the members of the Academy.
Cuomo got an Emmy for holding news conferences in which he claimed
they offered only one thing, authentic truth.
Truth? Turned out Cuomo underreported deaths by up to 50%.
His top aide telling Democratic lawmakers, "We froze," concerned that the information was going to be used against us.
Don't expect the governor of Florida to actually get one of those awards.
But if your politics are right, you can win awards even if your work doesn't exactly fit the category. The Grammy Awards are for music, but
Barack Obama has won a Grammy. Guess who he beat out? Former President Clinton and also former President Carter.
Jimmy Carter has won a lot.
Mr. Carter now has more Grammys than Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, and Blake Shelton.
Hillary Clinton won too.
I didn't even know that people who couldn't sing a note were eligible for any Grammys.
Over the past 20 years, Democrats have been nominated 19 times. Republicans, never.
Starting to get the picture? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. John Stossel talking about all the elements of this is how you win. It isn't about are you any good. It isn't about what category you're in. It's all about political ideology. When he was going after capitalists, he won 19 Emmys. But when he went and started going after the government, he got nothing. He literally went from, remember Stossel on 60 Minutes? He was a big deal to walking down New York. I passed John Stossel one day. I stopped him and said I appreciated his work. But nobody was gathered around him. He was no longer the belle of the ball because all he did was decide, I'm going to tell the truth. It's not what I think it is. You live in the matrix, people. Don't believe the lies. I was talking about being in China, talking to a friend of mine and saying, you know, you guys have a new president. And they went, who is it? And I said, Xi Jinping. They were like, oh, okay. And I went, why so cavalier? They go, doesn't matter. We have no say. And I remember thinking, God, it really sucks that they don't have any say about who their, you know, political leaders are. You know what? It was worse here. It's worse here. You know why it's worse here? We think we have say. Think about Cuomo gets an Emmy after killing people. And what does he say his press conferences are about? Do you remember the word? Truth. And then what do we find out? They knew that what they were doing was killing older people in these old folks' homes. But he was talking about truth. How much truth are we dealing with today with global climate change? How much truth are we dealing with today about the election of 2020, of 2022? About Joe Biden's health, about January 6th, about guns, about inflation, about what the president doesn't, can and cannot control, about immigration, etc. Show me where the truth is, please. I'm waiting. So I want to swing this back around because I want to talk about diversity, because Harvard Business Review examined diversity. And I examined diversity in my book, Race Pimping. The multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism, race pimping. And I've concluded many times that there is no diversity, equity, or inclusion program that is worth a dime. Yep. The striving for diversity is a waste of time when you live in a diverse society and you let capitalism be your guide. That is the best system you can implement. And as it turns out, according to this Harvard Business Review study, people know what diversity means in the real world. Diversity, imposed by leftists, means death. And I can tell you this because I know what diversity has done for blacks. It has sectionalized us. It has segregated us. We self-segregated as black people. Think about all that was fought so that we could come out of segregation, forced segregation, and move into what we call mainstream. And then you know what we did? We self-segregated, at least mentally. No, black people can live anywhere and they can live among the whites. I'll prove it to you because I'll tell you this. All these black celebs that get their money, you know where they go move? Among whites. Jay-Z and Beyonce do not want to practice what they preach and live among black folks. Too dangerous. Too dangerous for their kids. You think they want to send their kids where black kids go to school? Those little kids will get beat up every day. Jay-Z and Beyonce will have to pay either security guards or pay off the Mexican mob to keep people from beating up their kids. That's what would happen. So they do everything they can to escape what they claim they represent. Do I need to go back to the Stossel thing to show you that Cuomo gets awards for doing nothing? Barack Obama got Grammys for doing nothing. Jimmy Carter has more Grammys than Katy Perry, a woman who actually sings. Not that I need to defend that white chick, but really? For doing what? Building houses? Habitat for Humanity? Isn't there another place where he can get awards? And as the end of that clip, we didn't finish playing it, but a guy says, that's why these awards are meaningless. They're watered down. They mean nothing. If you give black people affirmative action, when will anybody know if a black person is qualified? You want the answer? You don't know. I know personally that many people view blacks as having been passed along is some sort of quota system. And Harvard goes into this. They explain it in this report that they did. They say, given its popularity, one might hope that underrepresented candidates, I love how they put that, underrepresented. How are we underrepresented? Blacks are the most represented people in America. We are the most represented. The second most is LGBT. The third most are gays. Women. And the fourth most are what? I feel like Rick Perry right now. Does it matter? Okay, Latinos. So these are the underrepresented, as they like to claim. And they say, you would think that they would find a business case compelling and that regarding this type of justification for diversity would increase their interest in working with a company. In other words, if a company says, we've got a fantastic diversity program, blacks and Latinos and LGBT and women would go, ooh, I'm going to go where there's a great diversity program. They said, unfortunately, our next five studies demonstrated the opposite. In these studies, we asked more than 2,500 individuals, including LGBTQ professionals, women in STEM fields, and black American college students, to read messages from a prospective employer's webpage, which made either the business case, the fairness case, or offered no justification for valuing diversity. We then had them report on how much they felt like they would belong at this organization, how concerned they were that they would be judged based on stereotypes, and how interested they would be in taking a job there. So they would choose business case, fairness case, or no diversity. Now, I've argued that a business case for diversity, which is what most people choose and what most companies choose, is an acceptable reason for diversity. For example, if you make a product line for men, you decide you're going to target women, hire women. It makes as much sense as it would make sense to hire blacks if you shift the product line to target the black community. Hire blacks. But don't hire them for the sake of it. Don't, you know, in other words, don't be going along your business model and go, you know what? What this company could use is just some black people to help it out. If you believe that, fine. But if your company's doing well and you there's not nothing, in other words, hire the most qualified person. And if that person happens to be black or woman or who knows, a black woman, then fantastic. But not for the sake of a quota. Hire them because they are good at what they do. I tell you, I'm going to a meeting with the board that I just got appointed to on marketing. Why did they bring me into this meeting? Because the CEO and the president of the company, we were sitting down for lunch, and I explained to them what I thought were the gaps in their marketing. They went, holy crap, man, will you please come meet with our marketing team? Black, gay, Guatemalan midget dude.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gotta hand it to the left, man. They pick things that you have no way of ever proving.
Well, we have a cure for COVID, and if you take this cure, well, it will decrease the number of deaths, more than likely, and it will decrease the number of hospitalizations. Now, we have no way to prove this, but you can't either.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to.
Well, global climate change is a real existential threat, and if we don't act now and put trillions of worthless dollars into this nonsense of weather, well, we could all be dead. And within two years comes by, and, well, the reason that we didn't is because we implemented the programs. Well, they really haven't kicked any effect. They haven't done anything to change the atmosphere. Well, but they did stave it off, because where would we be had we not done it? There's never an answer, because it's always, well, it could possibly be. How many times does that have to happen before you go, you know what, I don't trust you anymore? Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. We're talking about diversity, equity, inclusion. I call it diversity, inclusion, and equity, and use the acronym DIE. Because that's what you should do if you want to spend time on this nonsense. You should DIE. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and equity is a waste of time in a country that is all three of those things on steroids. Now, we're debating, should you have diversity based on the fairness case or the business case, or just not have it at all in terms of your company? And I say you can make the business case for it. There is no fairness case for it. And quite frankly, I think the real answer is don't even consider it. People say, well, Kevin, we've got to consider it because how are we going to make it fair for everybody? Here's how you make it fair for everybody. Make people have to get off their butts and go figure out how to get a job. My son had to do a thing for his baseball team they were selling. And he talked to his mom, and she says, you should call your dad. Well, they were out. The coach dropped them off at a strip mall, like a mall, outside mall. And they went into these stores and asked, for donations and things like this to help their team. And my son's on the phone with me, and I said, just be upbeat. Say your name first. Explain to them what the benefit of this program is doing to the community, helping kids like you, and then say, could I talk to someone who'd be willing to help us with a small donation? It could be a gift certificate, it could be whatever, because we could use it at our auction. And he went in, and this kid went in, and I said, how'd the other kids do? He goes, not very good. But he pitched because I told him, make the pitch personal, let them know what the impact is, et cetera, et cetera, and he did a great job. But it wasn't because he's black. My producers, they felt sorry for him because he's black. There were other kids from Guatemala. No, I'm just kidding. They had a Guatemalan midget on the team. They didn't. But they did have black kids and other kids, Hispanic kids. A kid from, New Zealand. So, but go do the work. That's how you get performance. And let me tell you, if he did it enough times, it gets easier and easier. And I told him, don't be nervous. Just go in there, make have your case ready to state it. And he did great. And he'll do great when he decides what he wants to do in life. Why? Because he has parents plugged in. He's asking questions. Hey, mom, dad, how do I do this? Okay, son, here's how you try it. And then refine your skill set. Make these kids do it. That's how you, if I were to be the person training the black kids coming up, I'm going to tell you, within a decade, we would be ruling America. But we wouldn't do it from a racial perspective, but we would be. People would be going, man, those black kids know how to sell. They know how to present a product. They know how to present a value proposition. They know how to put emotion into it and make you buy it. Which, by the way, in case you didn't notice it, that's what we do in politics. We make you buy it. We make it emotional. Black people go die, man. They go die. Climate change. WHO flu disproportionately affects black people. It targets black people. Everything on the planet. No bank accounts. The banking system targets black people. Everything targets black people. And we're impassioned, aren't we? No justice, no peace for your bank account. I'm just telling you. So this report goes on. What did we find? Translated into percentages, our statistically robust findings show that underrepresented participants who read a business case for diversity on average anticipated feeling 11% less sense of belonging to the company, were 16% more concerned they would be stereotyped at the company, and were 10% more concerned that the company would view them as interchangeable with other members of their identity group compared to those who read a fairness case. So when looking at a business from a purely business perspective, people were like, I don't like this. Unanimously, I mean, across the board, they're going, not, this isn't percentages of people, this is what every respondent said. I'm 11% less sense of belonging to the company, a 16% that it would be I'd be a stereotype, and 10% that they were interchangeable versus those who read the fairness case, which is a complete hogwash, the fairness case. Like, well, you've been underrepresented, so we should put you in the here. In other words, we need a Guatemalan midget because that's going to help skew the numbers towards us to make a better company, to make a better product. No, none of it. Anyway, they go on. We further found that the detrimental effects of the business case were even starker relative to a neutral message. Compared to those who read the neutral message, participants who read a business case reported being 27% more concerned about stereotyping and lack of belonging, and they were 20% more concerned that they would be seen as interchangeable. In addition, after seeing a company make a business case, our participants' perceptions that the commitment to diversity was genuine fell by 6%. In other words, if you try to make a business case for diversity, they felt it was disingenuous. I find that a little bit interesting because that to me would be more of the fairness case. But no, they were like, if you put this program together, we don't feel that you really mean it. And think about what they're saying versus neutral. A case where a company says, we're not implementing anything. The business case didn't even win based on the company that said, we don't want to do anything. You want to know why? Because at its core, people want to be appreciated for the job that they do. Even the pikers. I can turn a piker into a productive employee. It's all mental. I mean, there are people who don't want to work. There's no question about that. I'm not talking about that small percentage of people that are just lazy and don't want to work. I'm talking about a guy you think doesn't want to work. But what you haven't done is you haven't found his hot button or her hot button. That's who I'm talking about. Most people recognize that they want their achievements to speak for them, not their race, not their gender, and not their sexual orientation, not their religion, not their creed. But here's the biggest part of this part of the study that was omitted, that didn't come up. Find a study about what happens when people extol the virtues of forced diversity versus meritocracy. Find me the studies on meritocracy where companies say, we hire people and we tell them, you are opaque. We don't care about your race, your gender, your sexuality, your creed, your religion, or anything else. What we care about is, can you do the job, and are you going to do this job to the best of your ability? We are 100% focused on the culture of our company. We are 100% focused on our product and what it delivers to society. I don't care what we make. We want to make the best. We want to make it to where people feel like they got a good quality product, a good value. And what we do, when we do something, we will only do it based on it being part of our corporate culture. If we're going to give to charity, it will be because it fits our corporate culture, not because we're trying to give some platitude to the woke generation. You want to join our company? Companies who focus on meritocracy will win in the end, because it's very simple, folks. Business is competition. And in case you missed it, life is competition. But people who win don't focus on the nuttiness of diversity and inclusion and equity. They focus on the quality of people that they surround themselves with, and that is based on the content of their character. And if you're living your life that way, I'm going to tell you something, a dirty little secret. You will be the most successful people on the planet.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.